Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lisa Reeves, Bride, Bubby, and Brunch. And I am excited to be here with you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I certainly hope that your Sunday is going well. And I am elated to be here to welcome you to the opening of the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries Archives, Volume 2. And I am really excited about the premiere broadcast of December's offering. And I'm really excited because this is one of my favorite offerings that I've done from VOC Vault Archives. And I'm excited to minister the premiere with you. And this offering is entitled Fire and Ice, Romance Within the Crystal Kingdom. And I'll tell you what a wonderful time of year it is to snuggle up closely to the Father and celebrate this beautiful month, the month 12, which represents the governments of God. And I tell you, I'm really excited about it because this is the celebration of His kingdom come, the Father's kingdom that had come through Christ, who was born at this time, and who is now ascended back to the Father. And I am excited to just minister this very romantic, loving offering for the month of December. And what better way to wrap up the year than with the romance and love. And so I was really excited to choose this particular offering because in the birthing of it and creating of it, when I did it, my inspiration was the Nutcracker. And I remember the Nutcracker so much and so well growing up because that's what my mother would have playing in the house while she would make toll house cookies and how the house would be really decorated with ornaments. And I had a beautiful childhood, and Christmas was the most delightful time. One is because it was the time of my mother's birth, which happens to be her birthday today. So happy birthday, Ma. I know you're soaring in heaven and soaring in paradise. Happy birthday to you today. And this is another reason why I was excited to minister this, because it's dedicated to her. So I'm really excited to minister this in the month of December, which is such a beautiful month for rest and rejuvenation. And I am excited to minister this in celebration of not only winter brides and grooms, but most certainly our relationship with Father God, our marriage, our mystical marriage, and being joined to Him, and being invited to be with Him in this sacred place. And as I share with you, when I release the offering, this offering celebrates intimacy. And intimacy is a very beautiful thing in whatever season we're in. But winter is really special because it's a time of stillness. It's a time of hibernation, and a time of going within, taking retrospect, and also within indoors, because it's cold outside. And what better way to get warm than with fire? So the revelation and the blessing that I had in creating this initially was celebrating the elements of fire and ice. And, of course, fire represents passion. Ice represents stillness and that which is preserved, that which is frozen, that which is giving stillness for hibernation, for rebirth, because that's exactly what the cold weather comes to do, the winter comes to do. It comes to freeze things and to steal the ground, and so that it can be prepared for the spring. And the thing that I love about that is that in this time and in this place, the Holy Spirit is inviting us and calling us, being the lovers of our soul, into the crystal cold kingdom, which is the paradise of God. And you must remember that the Word of God says and declares that the kingdom of God is within us. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, and the Holy Ghost. And so I want to start this offering with Song of Solomon, the second chapter, 14 verse. And I'm going to be reading from the Tree of Life version, because in this love poem, declaration, in this psalm, is filled with the exchange of lovers in their conversation. And that's exactly what we have, what I have with Father God, is a relationship by way of reconciliation, by way of friendship, by way of communion, by way of Christ, by way of the cross, by way of the death, burial, resurrection. And this, I love this version because it's speaking directly to what the Lord had said to me when He gave me this offering when I first birthed it. And that is the invitation. The invitation where He says, "My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place along the sheep path, let me see your form. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your form is comely." Hallelujah. And that's the same thing God does to us. He beckons us. He woos us. He encourages us to come to Him. And that's the thing that I also do in wanting to know more about Him. And Him wanting to see His form. And this was and is the song of Solomon between the bride and the bridegroom. Now, the blessing about romance within the Crystal Kingdom is that it's a place of adornment. And I love that because just as Christ was born in a manger, he was wrapped and swaddled in the clothes. He was adorned. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit has done for us being the body of Christ. He's adorned us with the gifts of the Spirit. He's adorned us with his love, with his power, and most certainly with his love. And the adornment I carry, which is the anointing, which is the pageantry of gifts, which is his love, which enfolds me and comes about me, comes from the place, again, where the lover of our soul invites us. And that is a place not made with man's hands. It's a spiritual place. It's a holy place, a spiritual place, which is in heaven, that we have direct communion with him by way of the Holy Spirit. And in this place is where we are confirmed, we are celebrated, and we are comforted. And that's one thing I love about the Holy Spirit. A lot of times we are comforted by going within, but oftentimes we are comforted by what he sends down by way of the Holy Spirit, by way of the divine plumb line. And because of that, we can now see clearly within the Crystal Kingdom. That means we know exactly what he's saying, what he's doing. I know exactly what he desires because he's told me by way of his word. He's shown me by way of demonstration, by way of his coming, being in the earth, walking in the earth, living among us, walking among us. Hallelujah. And now that he's ascended before the throne, we can now see clearly and more plainly because he's in us. We have that personal relationship. And so within the Christian kingdom, and because the kingdom of God dwelled in me and hopefully in you, I now walk in the newness of life and have fellowship by way of the new heaven and the new earth. And I was really excited about declaring this because it's the new heaven and new earth that we now are able to see and be able to live from that place because we are born again. And for that, I gave you Revelation, the 21st chapter, which talks about the new heaven and the earth that St. John saw in the spirit. Although he was exiled on the island of Patmos, he was still able to see by the Holy Spirit the new thing God had done, that God had showed him. And that came by also invitation, also by relationship. And in Revelation 21, and I'm going to paraphrase and summarize this for the sake of time. In verse 2, he says, "And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, arrayed like a bride adorned for a husband." And so, again, we have the adornment there. He talks about how he saw the kingdom of heaven, which is the holy city, the New Jerusalem, which is a spiritual place, not a natural place. And he saw it as a bride. And that's why we are the bride of Christ. And I say the brides of Christ because it's only one bride but many expressions. And so that adornment is the thing that we celebrate this season. We celebrate the adornment of God's love and adornment of Christ and everything he gave Christ and everything he gave Jesus in order for him to fulfill his will, which was ultimately giving his life and sacrificing himself for us that we may have eternal life, that we may have salvation. Now, in verse 3, he was saying not only what he saw, but what he what he heard. In verse 3, he says, and then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see. It means we must have spiritual eyes to see and perceive by way of the Holy Spirit, by way of our new nature, that the tabernacle of God is among men. So again, the Holy Spirit is now deposited in us. God is now in us. He's now in you by way of the Holy Spirit, being filled by way of baptism. And he says, and he will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. That means no substitution. God himself. That means it's a personal relationship. That means that we must make sure that if we're fellowshipping and gleaming from anything or anyone, that it represents God himself, not a substitution, not someone else's imagination or someone else's belief or philosophy based on your witness, your testimony with him, which is the beauty of knowing God, of him availing himself to any and everyone who wants to know him. Hallelujah. Now in verse 4 he says, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and they will no longer be deaf. There will no longer be sorrow and anguish or crying or pain. For the former order of things has passed away. So he's saying that in this new place, which is now in you and I, regardless of what's going on in the world, what's going on in the world, that as we live from this place, there will be no more sorrow. There will be no more death. That's not saying that things will not have affection and be touched by the things and be affected by the things that happen to us. But he's saying that from this place, I will give you comfort. And when we go to that place of heaven, he's going to wash away all those things that had affected us and we hold in our soul and in our person. When we get to heaven, there will be no more of that, which is also the blessed assurance and a hope of going to heaven. Now, he goes on to say that in the New Jerusalem, there will only be those who he has blessed, who he has sealed, which is why it's so important to understand who will and will not be going to heaven, which he says and declares quite vividly here in Revelation, that the unbelieving, the abominable, for those who are devoid of character and of personal integrity and practice of tolerant immorality, and murderers and sorcerers, idolaters, occultics, who practice and teach false religion, and all liars who knowingly deceive and twist the truth. Their part will be in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So the beauty about the season is not only understanding Christ and the gift and the invitation he gives us to come to him, but also understanding that where we will go, where we will spend eternity, if we don't choose to accept Christ and the sacrifice of God by way of Christ Jesus. Now he goes on and talks about the New Jerusalem, and the thing that I love about this particular passage of scripture, it not only talks about the foundational stones, which were 12, which represents this glorious month of December. It talks about the measure. It talks about the wall that was built from the 12 stones. And that's one of the things that I was blessed to the Lord for when he gave me this thing that when I make up my jewel, which is what he's doing now. He's making up his jewels. He's calling us together in oneness. And this is what he was saying, St. John was saying about the 12 stones and the 12 gates each separate gate was one single pearl and street of the city was pure gold, like transparent crystal. And one of the reasons why I named this and entitled this Romance Within the Crystal Kingdom, because this is the true place of intimacy with Father God, with the Holy Spirit. And when you are really in that place and he gives you access to that place, this is what you will see in your spiritual sight, in your spiritual vision, when we commune with him, as I commune with him. So this is basically a preview of heaven. Hallelujah. And what it's going to look like when we get to glory. And so Romance Within the Crystal Kingdom starts by the King of God being in us and having that clear vision of God, because we are now washed by the blood of Jesus. And we see heaven and see the paradise of God, and we commune with him and love him, and not just him, but the angels and the saints that are now resurrected. And the important thing is for you to know is that we have to be born again for the water and the spirit, and we have to stay pure before God so that we won't be defiled and miss heaven, or our spirit won't be corrupted by way of deception or son of perdition, the false prophet. And that's what he says in verse 27. By those who are in the crystal kingdom, he says, and nothing that defiles or profanes or is unwashed will ever enter it, nor anyone who practices abominations, detestable, morally repugnant things, and lying, but only those will be admitted whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I'm excited that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because he wrote it, because salvation is of him. As he says in Revelation, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I'm the beginning, and I'm the end. Hallelujah. And so I'm really excited to minister this beautiful offering in the month of December. I invite you to join me for Fire and Ice, Romance Within the Crystal Kingdom, as we move forward in this beautiful month. And I certainly wish you a very Merry Christmas. I pray that that the infant Christ will be rebirthed in you. You will discover the wonder, not only of Christ, but the wonder of your life, the beauty of your life. And I tell you, this is a time of a great rebirthing of our faith. As I said, a great time of intimacy, of growing closer to him. And most certainly, the time with the Bride of Christ, splendor and glory, and her brilliance shine. And that is as the bright and morning star. And the thing that I love about God is that he loves all things, all people, because all things were created by him. And that says all nations, all human beings, all souls, as he says, are mine. So I bless you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie. And I certainly pray for God's fire, and the elements will be kind to you, and the elements will be celebrating your life by way of God's attribute and his character. I celebrate all winter brides. I celebrate and certainly hope that you will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and come to know how much he loves you, how much he loves your soul, and his invitation is always open. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man come in, I will sup with him. He shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I'm excited about this season of song, because I love listening to my Christmas songs, and I tell you, it's just a wonderful time of year of refreshing and rebirthing before we enter into the new year. So with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Thank you so much for being here with your host, Lisa Marie. Take care, stay warm, and I will speak with you soon. Love you, and love always.